I have two versions of the one face-to-face encounter. Our key communicative situation is about the first face-to-face encounter of the intern and the employer. So I'm going to go through the intern's version. Oh, he's talking to his he's talking to his companion on the mobile. Oh, the taxi got me there on time but dropped me at the wrong entrance. So I literally had to run a good 300 meters and up a flight of steps. I was only 6 minutes late, but it wasn't my fault, it was the taxi's. The boss was not too impressed, I could tell, when her secretary introduced me. She didn't seem interested in excuses and expected me to have another copy of my portfolio with me. I had sent the company one 6 months ago. That was no longer considered interesting. I was introduced to a whole load of people, including a couple of other interns. They should be a help when I get started. In fact, they invited me to lunch, but of course I told them I couldn't keep you waiting. Boy, was I glad to have that excuse. It was a big enough ordeal, meeting so many new faces. And of course, I couldn't begin to tell you who is who or what their names are. In fact, I took the male secretary, who was the older and nicer of the two, to be the boss at first. And now the employer's version of the same encounter. He again is talking on his mobile to a companion. Yet another highly unprofessional intern. Remember the last one, who arrived 20 minutes late for the afternoon appointment. She had driven to the office before lunch, checked out where she had to go. She had even introduced herself to my secretary, but went off for lunch and could not find her way back on time. This time, the individual arrived panting and puffing, accusing the taxi driver for leaving him at the wrong entrance. Can you believe it? Why should I have to explain that if I can be there on time, so can they? This one did not consider it worth his while to bring along an up-to-date portfolio, the one I received 6 months ago and prepared 6 months prior to that was supposed to suffice. We invited him to lunch, but oh no, his girlfriend had come to help him settle in, and you know, he was more anxious not to keep his girlfriend waiting even than to devote a few extra minutes to an aperitif. We had assumed he would be staying for lunch, and a couple of other interns had offered to invite him. I found the whole experience most dissatisfying.